Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are in Revelation 20, and we've looked at, I think, the first six verses, but I want to go back and reread those again. Remember, repetition is at the heart of learning, right? But it sets the context and reminds us where we are. And then we're going to look at maybe just a couple of verses today, maybe more, we'll see. So here's Revelation 20, verse 1 says this, "Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, holding the key of the abyss and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold of the dragon, the serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. And he threw him into the abyss and shut it and sealed it over him so that he would not deceive the nations any longer until the 1,000 years were completed. After these, he must be released for a short period of time. Then I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was given to them. And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of their testimony of Jesus and because of the Word of God, and those who had not worshipped the beast or his image and had not received the mark on their forehead or on their hand. And they came to life and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. The rest of the dead did not come to life until the 1,000 years were completed. This is the first resurrection." Now, verse 6, "Blessed and holy is the one who has a part in the first resurrection. Over these, the second death has no power, but they will be priests of God and of Christ and will reign with him for 1,000 years. So that verse 6 right there is sort of a major help for me, at least, to get some understanding that all believers will be reigning with Christ for 1,000 years because it says blessed and holy are the ones that are part of the first resurrection. In other words, we're going to be a part of that first resurrection, of that coming to life. If you've already died, then your body will be joined together with your spirit who's already with the Lord. If you're still alive, you'll be raptured away. Okay, then he says this in verse 7, "When the 1,000 years are completed, Satan will be released from his prison," that's the abyss, "and will come out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together for war. The number of them is like the sand of the seashore." Okay, that's verses 7 and 8. So at the end of that 1,000-year reign of the Lord, Satan will be released. And again, why? Well, we're not told forthrightly where God says, this is the reason I do this, okay? I'm inclined to think of what I've mentioned before, that Satan is bound to where he won't deceive the nations. The Lord rules for 1,000 years. When you look at the balance of Scripture with the prophets, you find out that even when Jesus is ruling, that there it will still be sin. There'll actually still be death. We saw in a couple episodes ago that he's going to rule with a rod of iron, and that word rule is a form of the word poimen, which means he's going to shepherd. He's going to shepherd with a rod of iron in the same way that we shepherd our kids. You know, sometimes you have to yank their chain, right? He's going to shepherd in the same way, but there'll still be sin and rebellion. But it won't be because Satan is tempting. It'll be because of the nature of man. He's going to have to make. And you say, wait a minute, I thought everybody was saved. Well, everybody that enters into this 1,000-year period will be saved, but they have kids. Those particularly that are still upon the earth. Does that mean that those of us that have gone and have a new body have children? No. But there's going to be some that will enter into that reign, and they start multiplying. You see that this in Jesus' Olivet Discourse. He taught some about this. So they will multiply. How much will they multiply? Well, it said right here that the number of them will be like the sand of the seashore. The number of who? The number of the nations. Because look what happens. After the 1,000 years is complete, Satan will be released from his prison. He comes out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth. People have a lot of malicious fun with this, sort of, make fun of you kind of thing. Because it's way, what, is the earth square? You know, is this kind of stuff? Because there's four corners of the earth, that kind of thing. Let me tell you, that word corner is interesting. I looked it up. I thought, what does that mean? Well, it carries the idea of an angle, a corner. Yeah. But it actually has a little more to it than that, okay? A little more to it than what's happening. The idea is that he is going to come, well, the four corners, it took on the meaning of an expanse type of thing, okay? The outer limits of something, as far as something could go. Does that make sense? As far out as it might be able to go. And literally to the ends of the earth, that kind of thing, okay, is what's being expressed there. So he's coming, and he's going to deceive the nations, which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog. Well, Gog literally means mountain, and you see this in you see the Gog thing in Ezekiel. You also see Magog in Ezekiel too. And Gog and Magog, are they nations? Are they people groups? Yes. If we go back and read the passages out of Ezekiel, people immediately start saying, oh, this must be this country, this must be this that country. No, 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 no. Just because it sounds sort of like something in English doesn't mean that's what it is. Okay? You won't believe how many times I've seen things like that. Okay? But what is he saying? He's saying that Satan is going to come, and he's going to deceive these nations. He's going to gather them together for the war. The war? Like the article's there, T-H-E, the war. Well, there's going to be a war here. So the number of them is like the sand of this seashore. So what is Satan doing? He's been bound for 1,000 years. Do you think he might be a little hacked off? He's been falling for 1,000 years. Yeah, I would say that he's definitely going to be hacked off, okay? So what's going to happen in the midst of that is he's going to be released. He's going to come out. He's going to deceive the nations. Deceive them in what way? Well, we're not told here, but just from what we've seen so far, what do you think some of the possibilities might be? He comes out, he goes to deceive the nations, which are in the four corners of the earth, to the outer extremities of the earth, to the limit of the earth. That's literally what that all means. Gog and Magog. I think there's some things related to that because of what you see in Ezekiel, that God says he's going to bring punishment. He says, I'm against you, Gog. I'm going to bring punishment upon you. Okay? I'm against you, Magog. Okay? I'm going to bring, and it describes Magog as the inhabitants of the coast, that type of thing. Satan is going to be able to deceive the nations. Who is ruling the earth at that time? The Lord Jesus Christ. He's going to be able to deceive the nations and turn them and gather them together for war against the Lord Jesus Christ. And the number of them is like the sand of the seashore. The vast majority and multitude of the nations will turn and side with Satan against the Lord. And you say, well, how can that be? Well, it's happened before, right? It's happened before. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll stop right here and we'll press on the next episode. I'll see y'all then. Goodbye.